Yes, sir.
All right. My name is David, and I'll be conducting your hearing this morning. Would you have stated your full name and ADC number for the record, please?
Michael Alexander Majors, 299-746.
Thank you, sir. You're praying for the Arizona Board of Executive today and also receive your community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members who will conduct your hearing at this time. You'll have the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable Lou Rittenhouse, the Honorable Louis Canomas, and my name is David Neal. I'll be your hearing lead. Also with us today, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent your parole officer today.
Okay.
All right. So, Father, we're here to serve you. Received a notification advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. On that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to swear to you, Mr. Turner, at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do also need to notify the board that Mr. Majors was arrested and convicted of a new felony of possession of marijuana with 1.25 years in the Department of Corrections with a new community supervision begin date of 10-6-2019.
Okay, Mr. Majors, did you hear that?
I did, and it was cutting in and out.
Okay, Mr. Turner, we're just advising you of your new felony conviction. So with that in mind, this hearing will be somewhat foreshortened, but we'll continue at this time. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant after I read it. I'm going to ask if it's true or false, sir, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, August number one is a violation of Arizona Division of Supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to establish residence at the approved placement, which was TLC 2202 East Roosevelt Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on October 24, 2018, as verbally directed on October 24, 2018. Your whereabouts were known unless you were an absconder from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
It was partially true and partially false.
Okay, well, at this point, if you want to say it's false, we'll discuss it further. If you want to say it's true, we'll go on from there.
I want to actually say false.
Okay. So, Mr. Turner, can you read the allegation to the full allegation and follow-ups to us? Mr. Turner.
Allegation number one. On 10-11-2018, the offender was approved to reside at Transitional Living Communities at 2202 East Roosevelt Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85006. On 10-24-2018, the offender reported to the South Mountain Parole Office for initial intake and was verbally directed by CCO Vance to report to the Transitional Living Communities facility located at 2202 East Roosevelt Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85006, to establish and maintain his approved residency. On 10-26-2018, CCO Vance made contact with Transitional Living Community staff who informed CCO Vance the offender did not check into the Transitional Living Communities on 10-24-2018 and is currently not residing at the approved residence located at 2202 East Roosevelt Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85006, or any other TLC facility. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he is an absconder from supervision. Follow-up. On 10-26-2018, CCO Vance attempted to contact the offender by the listed emergency contact, Shania Majors, whose phone number has been disconnected. On 10-30-2018, another attempt was made to the listed emergency contact with no ability to leave a message. On 10-30-2018, CCO Vance attempted to locate the offender by contacting Maricopa Integrity Health System. The offender is not listed in any of their facilities at this time. On 10-30-2018, CCO Vance attempted to locate the offender by contacting the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office and verified the offender was not in their custody. On 10-30-2018, CCO Vance attempted to find a listed approved visitor contact number with none listed. As of 10-24-2018, the offender was told to make any form of contact with his assigned PO or any other parole staff member. The offender changed his approved residence without the prior approval of his assigned PO. CCO Vance knows of no other person or place to contact and attempt to locate the offender.
Thank you, sir. So Mr. Majors, what's false about that?
Okay. On 10/24/2018, when I was at the 18th Street, the 16th Street office, I was there with another individual that came from another prison facility where I was at in Lewis, because I know Lewis is PC. As I left with us, we went to the place because I didn't know where it was. I got jumped when I was over there because of one, I was in PC, and secondly, because I was homosexual and was told that I was never allowed to come back over there. And prior to being jumped, the manager of that facility told me I was never allowed to proceed myself over there again because they do not accept my type of people there.
So wouldn't you think it would be appropriate to call your PO about that?
I was afraid. I totally stopped calling. I stopped everything because I was afraid of this. The first time I've ever been being jumped for me being homosexual at that time, or being in PC, because I thought that place right there where we go to see the parole officer, there's everybody's mixed over there. But when they found out that I came from Barchi unit, I got jumped.
Okay. And well, you were gone for like 34 days.
I was living inside a canal, hiding from everybody.
Okay. All right, well, let me move this forward then. So based on the admission of Mr. Majors.
Mr. Neal, it's really a testimony of Mr. Turner, because he would not admit. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
The inmate did not admit, but Mr. Turner provided testimony.
Well, he gave some information on Mr. But on the other
hand, I just want to be clear. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Okay. Now I lost my train of thought. All right, so based on the testimony of Mr. Turner and the information given by Mr. Majors, I will move to find that Mr. Majors was delinquent as a violating transportation of the supervision. And may I like about that, the Port Major Company, and I further move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Majors on that basis.
Second.
Great.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Thomas, agreed by Mr. Johnson, Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, sir, because we couldn't release you anyway because of your new felony, the board had moved to revoke your community supervision at this time. I believe the new date of with your conviction, your projected release date is October 6th of 2019. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we wish you best of luck. I hope you don't have any more trouble with that situation. And we hope to never see you in here again. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Good luck to you.
Sir,
God bless you.
Sir, would you put the CO3 back on the phone, please?
Yes.
Thank you.